Zambian officials say the diplomatic fallout with the neighboring Zimbabwe stems from remarks that Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa shared with Russian President Vladimir Putin on a recent visit to Russia, namely the accusation that the U.S. has been militarizing Zambia to consolidate power in the region and isolate Zimbabwe. In a televised speech in Parliament Thursday, Zambia Foreign Minister Mulambo Ayimbe rejected Mnangagwa's statement as an unwarranted attack on Zambia's sovereignty. He also said Lusaka, which has historically strong ties with its neighbor, wants to maintain cordial relations with it, the U.S. and Russia.
For example, in March this year, Zambia was one of the first countries that called upon the United States of America and the European Union to remove sanctions against Zimbabwe when the United States imposed new sanctions. Regrettably, however, Madam Speaker, the sentiments expressed by His Excellency President Mnangagwa do not appear to accord with the warm relations highlighted above.
Both the Southern African Development Community and African Union, to which both Zimbabwe and Zambia are members, could not be reached for comment Friday. Jennifer Muskwere, Zimbabwe's information minister, played down any deteriorating relations between Lusaka and Harare when reached for comment Friday by VOA.
We are a friend to all and an enemy to none. Zambia is our neighbor in the geographical reality, with a long history from the federal days all the way to the contributions that we worked together during the liberation struggle. And at the same time that we are Siamese twins, I might not be aware of some of the questions that he refers to, but we are a friend to all and an enemy to none.
Dr. Alexander Rusero, an international relations professor at Africa University in Zimbabwe, says Zambia is simply retaliating and expressing displeasure to President Mnangagwa's comments.
But there is absolutely nothing with regards to being wrong diplomatically what President Mnangagwa did. Zimbabwe has every reason to worry against the realities of a Zambia that is being militarized. And every neighbor should be worried when such developments happen. And remember, Zimbabwe and the United States of America relations, they are somehow still very frosty. So whenever there are developments next door, Zimbabwe has to be worried. But with regards to the utterances that President Mnangagwa made, it's the public leak, which may be erroneous, but not necessarily the utterances themselves, because it was a head of state expressing security concerns with regards to a neighbor being militarized by Zimbabwe's adversary, so to speak.
Zambian President Hakainde Hichilema has denied that his country is being militarized by the U.S. He says Zambia's army has exchange programs with a number of countries, including the U.S., and that should not be mistaken for U.S. setting up a base in Zambia. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.